My name is Anas Nanis. I am a filmmaker, and I made Peep, The Great Migration.
Yeah. All right. Tell us, give me the sort of concept. What is Peep?
Yes. So the documentary covers the journey of a juvenile sandpiper, and it's covering its migration from the Arctic. And then they make a big stop here in the Bay of Fundy to feed, and then they go on to a 72-hour flight to Brazil. So it's covering its journey, why the Bay of Fundy is very important, why this area is very important for this bird, why they have been coming here for as long as we can remember. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, does that mean we will follow them all the way to Brazil?
Well, we're not actually physically following them all the way to Brazil, but there will be some footage covering them when they arrive there. The main focus is their stay here in Fundy. Yeah. So how they use this space, how they feed, when they feed, what they do, what are some of the obstacles they face, whether that's human interference or birds of prey like the peregrine falcon. And there will be a lot of footage of peregrine falcon attacks and how they escape and stuff like that.
Falcon drama.
Yes.
How did you come across this story? How did you find it and what grabbed you about it?
Yes. So I've done a small video a long time ago for Mount Allison. I was a Mount Allison student as well. I did a video. There was a summer internship for two students. They were doing an internship at the center. So I did a video about it and really got my attention, knowing that this bird, the majority of the population of the semi-palmated sandpipers come here to the Bay of Fundy. Like, we're talking worldwide population. They travel through the Bay of Fundy. So we did that piece, and then a couple of years after, almost 4 or 5 years after, I was planning on doing a documentary, a nature documentary, and the idea came in, and this is a bird that I can easily cover. I can drive from Moncton to the Bay of Fundy, whether that's from Dorchester side or, you know, from the Alma side. And so I guess what grabbed me into the idea is how important this bird to this area and why people need to be educated about this bird and what they do in here in Bay of Fundy.
I'm guessing there's going to be some amazing shots, and I'm sure it was technically challenging possibly to film these birds. Did you use any kind of particular special equipment, drones or anything like that? What were you...
Yeah.
Tell me, give me the techie
for
side.
Sure, for sure, yeah. As far as how challenging it was, I would tell you that it is the hardest project I've ever worked on, the hardest documentary I've ever produced by far. Mainly, first of all, because they are birds, they are unpredictable. You can't tell them, can you just stay still for a little bit? I'm just going to grab a quick shot. That doesn't happen. So that was one part where I had to stay hours and hours just like kind of like hidden and waiting for the right moment to happen. So I went there to the Dorchester Center, or we went also from the Guzzle from Nova Scotia side. So I went to different locations, but we're talking about at least like 30 days, 6 hours, 8 hours a day, just me. Yeah, just me sitting and waiting for the right moment to happen. And then you go set up, right? It's a big setup. You have a camera, you have a big lens and audio and everything. And then they decide to not come there that day to that specific spot. So then I will go change to another spot, and it's already night. So I was like, all right, well, I guess we'll try tomorrow. So there was that part. The other part, like the technical side of it, I've never done something of this magnitude as far as a documentary, a nature documentary. So the equipment that I used, most of it is new to me. So there was a lot of like long lenses, zoom lenses that I have to use for, you know, different reasons. First, you can't get close to them. And also, if I get close to them to get my nice shot, it defeats the whole purpose of the documentary, because my like the whole purpose is that to educate people on not getting close to them, giving them the space they need when they want to rest. So there was a lot of that, and it goes similarly with the drones. I didn't use drones at all when it comes when the birds are there. Again, for similar reasons, I'm going to disturb them. They're going to waste their energy, and then that puts them, you know, in risk for their flight to Brazil. So I only used the drones as kind of like to show the landscape of the area where it was, like a couple shots in Alma, some shots in the Hopewell Rock, some shots here as well, but it was in an area where I made sure there are none of those birds resting, or and it was from far. And yeah, so that I wouldn't say like it was heavy on drones or something like that for that reason. I guess even the more challenging to this is the story, because it's easy, at least in my experience. Most of my work was interviewing people, talking to people. It's easier to get a story out of a person than it is out of a bird, right? Like, because for somebody that's watching, you can only see too much bird footage before, like, okay, we got it. Yeah, there's a lot of birds that come here, you know. So we had as a team to come creative with the way we can deliver this series. How can we keep the audience like kind of like connected to the story, and how can we make a story out of one would say is it, this bird comes here, they eat, they rest, they sleep, they eat, they rest, they sleep. There isn't much else they do. So we kind of had to, you know, like to go dig deeper into the bird, what they eat, how they eat, why is this food important, why they go to the Arctic first place, why they come here, why they go to Brazil. So it goes into details about this bird. So that was another challenging part about it.
And you working with a name that some people in Sackville would recognize as well, Sandy Burnett. And you've worked with Sandy Burnett in the past, right?
Yes.
So, what's his, tell me about his role.
Yeah. Let me tell you a little secret. One of the reasons that the idea of doing a nature documentary came about because I worked with Sandy in the past. We did a piece for the town of Sackville about the waterfall park. And there's another piece about the marshlands and all of that. So knowing that I have Sandy as a voiceover talent artist, and even his knowledge about these things, you know, knowing that, it gave me confidence when I pitched the idea to Bell TV, which they are the main sponsor for the documentary. It gave me confidence that I was like, yeah, you know, even if the visuals were not the best, I got Sandy for voiceover. He, you know, it will look good. It will sound good, you know. So, he had a big role, whether that's in the initial period where we're just kind of gathering information about the bird, making connections, and you know, reaching out to different people, to Mountie profs, to Dr. Deanna Hamilton, Peter Hicklin, a lot of other people. You know, he definitely was the core when it comes to making those connections. And again, when we started filming and getting like kind of developed ideas about editing and everything, we sat down together again. We're like, oh yeah, maybe this piece comes here better. And then when we did the script, which Sage Shaheen, the director of the documentary, made the script, and again we sat down together, like, okay, maybe this one we used it, you know, more often here, maybe do this, maybe switch this, you know. So yeah, he had a big role in making this documentary come to life. Yeah.
And so this premiere is happening on Sunday.
Yeah.
You must be excited to release it into the wild, so to speak.
Yes, 100%. It's a big opportunity for me to showcase what people have been, the amount of work that's been put into this documentary, the amount of hours that Sandy and I and Sage, we put into this documentary. And also we wanted to kind of give a first glimpse to the people we've interviewed, people that helped us through the filming. We invited all of them for them to have like a kind of first look at the documentary before it goes live on Bell TV.
So there will be, so if people miss it on Sunday, there is further opportunity to see it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I can't tell you the exact date when it goes live on Fibe TV One, but in a couple weeks after the premiere, it will be available, whether that's their platform, Fibe TV One online, or through their channels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your next project?
Currently, I am working on another documentary, not related to birds or nature, even though I'm hoping to kind of go for another nature documentary. But the documentary I'm working on is called Exile 2. So I did a series last year, Exiled, like the first season, about a Syrian refugee family that came in here to Canada. So, you know, it's just takes you through that journey of them adapting to a new culture, a new language, their kids, you know, going to school and all of that. And now season two, it's going to be about Ukrainian families. I'm doing it about two Ukrainian families that moved in here because of the war that started last year. And it's you know, it's going to go into details about their lives in Ukraine and what's brought them here, what they like it, what they like about Canada, what they don't like about Canada, and all the different details.